We're learning the laws of Shabbos, discussing Havdalah, which is found in Siman Reish Sadivov, Dini Havdalah Al Hayayin. Sif Beis tells us that Ein Mavdilin Al Pas, that when it comes to Havdalah, Havdalah cannot be made on bread. And even though when it comes to Kiddush, we know that one could make Kiddush on bread, Mishnah Berurah tells us, V'lo Dami L'Kiddush, that we cannot compare the two. It says, Dishani Kiddush, very logical difference. It's different. There's a concept of kiddush b'makom suda, that when you make kiddush, you also have to have a meal, and therefore the having inyan hatsarach l'kiddush, the having bread at your meal, is something which is necessary for the kiddush to work. So therefore, in part of the kiddush, there's a requirement already to have bread, and therefore, because of that, we're lenient and allow you to make kiddush on bread. Marsha'in kain Havdalah. When it comes to Havdalah, where there's, of course, there's no Havdalah of Makom Suda, and therefore one cannot make Havdalah on bread. However, the Mechaber tells us that there are things that one could use other than the wine and grape juice we're familiar with. Aval Sheikhar Mabdilin Imhu Chamar Medina. A person can use Sheikhar beer if it's something which is called a Chamar Medina, which is something which is generally served as a Choshev drink in our country. V'huadin l'shar mashkin, as well as other drinks. We can discuss exactly what shar mashkin mean. Chutz min amayim, but certainly water is excluded. And in this, the Mishnah Berurah says that when it comes to water, that af im rov shtiyas medina hu min hamayim. So maybe that actually is some chamar medina, and that actually maybe is some level of chashivas, because after all, water is many people drink. Because it's not considered to be chashiv, it's insignificant, therefore one cannot make Havdalah on wine. Borscht, which it translates on the bottom over here, is mashke rusi, which is borscht. Muchach mitaz, it's brought down clearly according to the opinions of the Taz, as well as others, b'shas, that the abishas at chakin mevarachin. And one cannot use borscht, not that I would drink it normally either, but if you would have it, you can't make Havdalah on it. The afsha ha'moinim shaisin oisan, even if people do generally drink from it, mikol makom lo chashive u'kumo mayimu. It's considered to be on the same status as water. The Mishnah Berurah tells us that when it comes to sheikhar, beer, does im ein lo yayin. This is really only referring to a situation when it does not have wine. V'im yesh lo yayin, who kodem l'chol hamashkin. This is only referring to a situation where one doesn't have the wine, which is the recommended beverage to make Havdalah on. Then there are certain other drinks that one could use. But if one has wine, that's what's preferable, that's what one should use. And the Ramah tells us, V'tov yoso l'havdel al kos pogum shel yayin mi'al shechar. Not only that, not only if there's wine, you should make Havdalah on wine instead of beer. But even if the wine that you have comes from a kos pogum, which we discussed before, that if there's a cup, let's say someone drank a little bit of, so no longer can you use that same cup, which has some of the wine in it, for Havdalah. It's considered to be pogum. It's some level, it's not on the same level of a fresh cup of wine. However, it's better to use that cup of wine than to even use beer, so says the Avud Raham, which is quoted again in the Ramah. V'nohagu l'havdu b'motzi Pesach al sheikhar v'al yayin mishum d'chaviv alav. He says there's an exception that after Pesach, when it comes to Havdalah, there are those that allow and actually say it's preferable to make Havdalah on beer. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, why is it chaviv? Why is it something which is loved and special? Shoshosu koimei Pesach, because hopefully all Pesach he didn't drink any beer. And therefore, it shows the chashivas that finally now you have the opportunity to be able to drink this, which you haven't been able to until that point. And therefore, you'll appreciate it more because you haven't had it for so long. And therefore, it enhances the making of Havdalah. Now, the Piskei Tshuvos discusses this a little bit further. And he says, discussing this Chamar Medina, different types of drinks, quoting the words of the Shari Tshuva in the name of the Berach Yosef, he says, regarding milk as well, Ein l'havdil, a person should not make Havdalah, Shin ragil nishdoso l'mashke. He says that generally a person will not drink this as a drink, which may, at least then. And he quotes the Piskei Tshuvos does, the Aruch HaShulchan, that says, that matu l'havdil al cholov, that a person could make Havdalah on milk. And he saw some great individuals, and he quotes on the bottom the Baal Yismach Moshe that he was noheg to make havdal on milk. The alti im sukar o kafen is also the question regarding making havdal on a cup of tea or a cup of coffee. He says with sugar, whether that's required. The chain al mitzi peros, various fruit juices, fruit drinks. Orange juice, for example, apple juice. The Yesh Harbi Hanuhagim Lahabdol. There are those people that say you could make Havdalah with these drinks. However, the Yesh Kosfu, there are others that write, Shilahavdil Al Tiva Kafi, Shar Mashkin, Yesh Vizem Yishim Chash Brach Lavatalah. Because there are opinions that say you could make Havdalah these things, some people say you can't. And all of a sudden you're going to be treading on the possibility of making a Brach Lavatalah. And therefore, if, because of that possibility, El Yavdil Kishenu Yayin El Bira O Yayin Tsoruf Shehim Mashke Hamashakir. He says that it's better that it should, you should instead, if you don't have wine, then you should use either beer or Yayin Tsoruf, which is a form of alcohol, whiskey or whatnot, something like that, scotch, which is something which has an intoxicating nature in it, which also has a level of cheshivas, which again is also Chamar Medina. And therefore, in conclusion, the Piskei Tshuvos, yes?
Where would be the Bracha Levatalah?
Are you saying in regarding these other drinks, like coffee?
And what would be the Bracha Levatalah? Which Bracha would be the Levatalah?
Well, certainly not the Shahakol, but the question is, can you make Hamadl bin Kodesh Shahakol on it?
So if you don't have anything, you cannot make Hamadl?
That's the question. In the event that you don't have what to drink from, then the question is brought down, maybe you should wait till next day if you can come across wine. That's going to be like the next mentioning in the Shulchan Aruch. That's a question, what you should do in the situation of having nothing. Is it better to wait? And there's actually a question, are you allowed to even eat? That's another question. Of course, this is also the question you already said at Tachanan Tanu, presumably in the Shemoneh Esrei, therefore you have fulfilled that obligation. But again, in the case of Suffolk, as the Piskei Tshuvos is telling us, that there are, even though there are people, again, if it's one's minhag is that you make havdol on these things, then I'm not saying not to follow that minhag. However, in the event that one does not have such a custom, there are those that say it's preferable not to make havdol on these things. Rather, one should try again to have wine, grape juice. If not, they should have beer or something else which is intoxicated, like scotch and the like.